soul to soul, and spirit to spirit. Blessings. Listen to this scripture, which is Matthew 26. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sins." This is the scripture we are going to enter into this morning, and it is my prayer that we may all drink of this spiritual cup, the Christ cup, the cup of Christ. But let us see what it is and how we do this. Now, we all approach truth in pretty much the same manner. We pick up a book. Well, actually, honestly, the first thing is that we have some sort of problem confronting us. And so, that's when we decide I'd better apply truth to this situation. And so, we go to our bookshelf and we pull down a book because we're going to apply truth to this situation. And so we read a little bit. I grabbed one here off the shelf, and it says, "Ever since the illusory experience known as the fall of man, however, mind has been used as a creative faculty, and that is what is at the root of the troubles and problems today. Therefore, when called upon to help family, friends, or ourselves, instead of trying to change the person or condition, or instead of condemning ourselves or others, we should realize that this is just another form of mind presenting itself to us. The healing agency lies in our realization that mind is not a power. Mind is an avenue of awareness." And so we close our book, put it back on the shelf over here, and now we're going to meditate on what we just read. So we close our eyes and let's see, what I can remember from that paragraph is that the problem is just mind appearing, and the solution, the answer is in becoming still inside and knowing that God is the only power, the only presence. So I'm quiet and I'm still, but I'm tossing these thoughts around in my mind. This is only a picture in the mind. The mind is really an avenue of awareness, as it said. And so now, God, let me be aware of you. You're the only power. You're the only presence. You're the only reality. And so, God, reveal yourself. And I am still. And I take a deep breath and I let it out. Okay, that should about do it. And now I go on about my business, and I think that I've practiced truth on this error. But the problem is that 4 or 5 hours later, it's still there. 2 days later, still there. 1 week later, it's worse. Well, what did I miss? Well, maybe I should read a little longer, more than a paragraph, you think? I think I'll read a chapter this time. So I pick up another book. Maybe Realization of Oneness, that should work. And I read a chapter, a whole chapter. And I'm thinking about these truths in this book, The Realization of Oneness, how all of this is impersonal nothingness. God is the only power, the only presence, the only reality. And I'm thinking diligently, hard, strenuous. Why, I even pause a couple times to contemplate the paragraph I just read. And I finish the chapter. I've been at this for an hour. I close the book, put it down on my table. And now I'm going to close my eyes and I'm going to meditate. So I do. I close my eyes and each of us closes our eyes. And we ponder what we read. All right, so this error that I'm seeing is impersonal. It doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to anybody. It's, what did he call it? Universal, a series of universal beliefs. So it doesn't belong to anybody. It's part of that mortal mind, that carnal mind, that hypnotism, mesmerism. So, I'm not supposed to be concerned about that. I'm supposed to drop that, and I'm supposed to work with God is omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent. All power, all knowledge, all presence. Now, if God is all presence, then this other thing can't be. Because God is the only presence everywhere. Okay, God, you're the only presence. You do it. And I'm quiet and I'm listening. Speak, God, thy servant heareth. And the mind starts to wander and I bring it back. No, I'm not thinking about later this afternoon. I'm trying to be quiet here. Speak, God, thy servant heareth. And finally, I reach a little bit of a feeling of peace and, okay, now I get up. Now I've given this problem an hour and a half. So it should be done, met, finished. I go on about my business and the next day I have a new problem. Now I've got two. The first one hasn't been met and now I have this other one. What is going on here? I'm trying to practice these principles. I don't understand. So I'm going to go back and read some more. I must have missed something. Let me read the Art of Spiritual Healing. I'll bet you it's in there. And so I'm going to read this bit about how you're supposed to heal. Yes, I remember that it's like page 86 or something like that. So I read that page. Now, don't go out and read page 86. I'm just giving you an example. I read page 86, and there's a couple principles there. And, you know, I feel really peaceful and calm while I'm reading them, while I'm thinking about them. I'm having a feeling of being in tune with what I'm reading. So I read it, and I feel peaceful, and I close the book. Okay. Okay, yes, so I can't meet anything. I'm not supposed to meet anything. I'm supposed to be still until something else takes over. So let me try that. All right, now. God is on the scene. God is the only presence. God, you take over. I wonder if that shows on TV tonight. No, stop it now. I'm going to just be still. God, you talk. You think this will really work? Hey, come on. Now I'm practicing these principles the best I can. God, are you here? Maybe you should go to the doctor. Oh, I don't know what's the use. I just can't seem to get this. I'm practicing these principles. I'm going to go in and make an appointment for the doctor. And so I go in and I make my appointment for the doctor, and I go and I get my prescriptions and I take them, and 2 weeks or 15 days later, that particular problem is met. All right, so I go down the road and things are pretty good, but I still have the second problem that appeared, which seems to be a financial problem. Oh, let's see now, where is there something I can read about supply? Oh, I have a whole book on supply, something about invisible supply. Let me get that out and read it. Can you see what we're doing? We're living on the letter. And the letter kills. It's the spirit that giveth life. And the only thing we're lacking from all of our working with the letter is the spirit. That's all we're lacking. Well, how are we going to get that? I can tell you, if you don't get it, you will die practicing the letter. And if you don't die, it'll sure be miserable. Look at the scripture again that we started with. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. In all of your seeking after truth, the reason why it does not work is because you have never drunk from the cup of Christ. And yet, this is the one thing that will do something for you. And he took the cup of Christ, and gave thanks, and gave it to the disciples, and said, drink all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Now, blood, we've heard the expression the lifeblood. Blood is the life, the center, the life, the very fabric of the New Testament. A testament, I looked it up, is from the Latin testamentum, and it means a covenant, a promise. It also means to be a witness, standing by as a witness. And so the life, if you can drink of the cup that Christ is offering you, you will receive the very life of the new promise from God as a witness. You will witness the remission of sins. Sins, of course, means error, problems, error. Remission also means salvation or deliverance. And so if you take this cup that Christ offers you, is offering you this very moment, and you drink all of it, you will receive His life, which is the promise, the new promise, that you are to witness, which is the deliverance from error. Now, has that happened to you in your reading these books, maybe even attending lectures? Have you had an experience that is receiving the cup of Christ and drinking from it? Have you stood by as a witness as this life keeps the promise and delivers you from error? Are you beginning to see what he was trying to tell us here? If you still have the error, you have not done this. And with each error that touches your consciousness, with each error that you become aware of, nothing that you do will deliver you. Nothing. You try to deliver yourself through much reading, much thinking, much pondering and taking thought, but that which does deliver you is only the cup of Christ, from which you must drink deeply. This and this alone will deliver you. But where am I to find this cup? In fact, the Holy Grail, the cup, has been sought after by many knights, many kings. Some thought that the Knights Templar had it, but it has never been located. So how are you to drink from this cup? Oh, I would gladly drink of this cup, the cup of Christ, for it will deliver me. It will heal me. That's the legend behind the Holy Grail, is it not? If you drink from that cup, you shall live forever. You shall be healed of all problems. Oh, I want to drink from this cup. Do you? Do you really? Because I am going to tell you today how to drink from the cup of Christ, the Holy Grail. Then if you mean what you say, you will drink from this cup. And furthermore, every time that error presents itself to you again you will drink from this cup. The cup of Christ, the drink from this cup, is the answer to every single problem you will ever behold. Now, in the early days, when you practice the presence and attempted to remember my presence throughout your day and night. You brought close to yourself the letter of truth. You thought about it, you pondered it, you remembered it throughout the day. You read about it, you may have listened to it. And you pretty much saturated your mind with this letter of truth, which was a good thing. It was a necessary step. Without this first step, you cannot come to the second step. Without first discovering that the letter of truth won't deliver you, you will never ever go beyond the letter of truth. And so, though while you might pass a test on truth, while you might write a tremendous thesis on it, you will not be delivered until you go beyond the letter. Therefore, you were introduced to meditation to assist you to making that next step beyond the letter to the spirit. But many of us in our meditation never learned to go beyond the letter. We were content to just rehearse truth statements that we'd memorized and simply sit there. Behind the door of your inner thought is another presence. It's not human. It's not mental. That presence stands at the door and knocks with cup in hand that you might drink. That presence says to you, "Here, drink of my cup. Drink all of it, that you might be delivered from this appearance of error." But you cannot hear nor feel that presence while you are thinking statements of truth. Therefore, we were taught that contemplation will give the mind something to do. Many of us thought that contemplation and looking at these truths in our mind was the aim of meditation. It is not. It is but the beginning. Therefore, we were told over and over that eventually contemplation should cease. We should reach that place where all thinking comes to a stop. We have thought the last thought we can about a particular statement of truth. If you have contemplated and you have not reached that moment of silence, and remember that moment can be just a split second. If you have not found that second of silence, then you have not drunk from the cup of Christ. But Be not afraid. There is another way. You who have been stuck in contemplation must now turn within and absolutely refuse to live on the empty husks of the letter of truth. When your mind starts to contemplate, it's time to say, I'm done with that. That has got me nowhere. I need to drink this cup, from this cup, and stand completely still. If the mind begins to search for a truth, you are to remind it, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm waiting for the cup of Christ. I do not know what it will feel like. I do not know how it will taste. I don't know what it is. But I wait upon you, Christ, and stand ye still. If this becomes too much of a battle, get up and stop your meditation. Come back to it in an hour or two or three. Repeat the same process. I am going within here to drink the cup of Christ. I am going within to make the contact with Christ. This does not require any statements of truth or any thoughts on my part. Rather, I am to stand still and see that salvation. In quietness, in stillness, the cup is offered. In silence, I drink from this mysterious cup of Christ, and then stand still. Repeat it again. Later that day, or that evening, or that night, repeat it again in the morning. Repeat it and repeat it and repeat it and repeat it until something happens within you. What will happen is this. One of these times, when you least expect it, as you determine you are going to stand still, and you do so, you will feel an inner movement, not of this world. You will be handed the cup of Christ, and you will drink. All of this with no effort whatsoever. All of this with no thought whatsoever. Yes, after the experience, the thoughts will come. But during the experience, you will be standing still, as it was said, as a witness. Standing by as a witness, as what the Latin means by testament. You will go within, you will stand still as a witness, you will receive the life, which is the promise of God, which delivers you from error. This is the only thing that will deliver you. For it is not by might, not anything physically you can do, nor by power, not any spiritual truth that you know with the mind, or read, or rehearse, or remember. When you refrain from both of those, and you stand still, you witness the salvation. You witness the Spirit. You feel a movement. You drink deeply from the cup of Christ, and you are delivered. That is, the error melts. Joel told us how many times. Nobody knows better than he that he has nothing to do with these healings. They happen when he rests back in stillness, and he is a witness, witnessing this cup of Christ. Now let's put this in modern language that perhaps you'll understand. What I'm going to read you is a portion of a chapter from the transcripts of the Kailua study series, and it points out this, how to receive this cup of Christ and how to drink deeply. And blessed are you who have the ears to hear. After he gives a lecture that is about 59 minutes, this one here today is so far about 32 or 33 minutes, he says, "Okay, let's meditate." And so I say to you the same thing, right now, right here, while this talk is playing, take a moment, pause, become still, and let's meditate. After that meditation, he says this, "And now comes the shortest but the most important part of this whole lesson today. Why, after all of this, was it necessary to meditate? Because not one bit of this was of any importance to anybody in the world, except in the degree of the click or realization or release. This exists only in the realm of thought or statement or anything else you want until it becomes vital, alive, active through realization." Now, what did this scripture say? "For this is my blood, the life of the New Testament, or the promise, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Now that's exactly the same thing here as it becomes active, vital, alive through realization, through a click or a release. You see, when you drink of the cup of Christ, that life in that cup, according to God's promise to you, pours into you and sets you free from error of any kind. That's the only way to be set free. Stand still and see my salvation. Stand still, drink from the cup of Christ, and witness the error dissolving. Do you see now that knowing the truth as we have been knowing it for an hour is one part and the least part of this whole demonstration? Now they spent 1 hour and it really meant nothing. The demonstration was not in any of these words that came during this whole hour of this class he was giving. The demonstration was in the moment, just a couple of moments, in which they went within and they felt a release. The feeling of that release is the promise that comes to you when you drink from this cup of Christ. And so he goes on to say the greatest part comes in the next minute when we stop our voicing of truth, go within and let God put the seal on it. Which is the same thing as when we stop our voicing of truth, go within and drink from the cup of Christ. Deep well of contentment, Joel calls it. Deep cup of the living Christ, Christ calls it. When God places the seal on it by giving us a second of realization, a feeling, it is done, I am on the field, then and then alone is the other 59 minutes worthwhile. Did you hear that? We need to say it again. When you turn within and drink from the cup of Christ and receive the life that is contained in the promise from God, then and then alone are the other 59 minutes worthwhile. Because the other 59 minutes will not bring you deliverance from error or salvation or remission. Nope. The other 59 minutes without this release, without drinking from my cup, is worthless. Worthless. But with this 1 minute of turning within, standing still, and as a witness, drinking deep, drinking all of it, this cup that is offered you, then you are set free from the mortal dream. And this must happen in each and every meditation. Do you see now how you may have studied for years and years and years, and the only thing you omitted, thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of listening, talking, and reading and writing, But if you do not drink from the cup of Christ, then you have no part of Christ. And your problems multiply and multiply and multiply. So it is with you, he says. You may declare all of these things about every rumor or temptation that comes to you. You may go through all the routine of remembering, probably even memorizing every word of this. But remember this, you have accomplished nothing for yourself or for the world until you have had God's seal placed on it in your meditation by an inner assurance it is done, or a release. So you may rehearse every truth you've ever heard diligently, accurately, perfectly. Sit back and rest. Take a deep breath. Feel somewhat comfortable. Get up and go about your business and accomplish absolutely nothing. Nothing. But you may take 3 minutes, 5 minutes, know just a little bit of truth, maybe not even accurately, but enough of it so that it calms you down. Remember that you are to stand still and be a witness. And in a moment ye think not, the cup is offered. You drink deeply. You feel an inner release as the blood, the life, the promise in that cup you have just drunk from delivers you. You are released. You are free indeed. You see, he says, I would like to bring you release from the thoughts and things of the world. Now, I can only bring you, God can only bring you, Christ can only bring you a release from the thoughts and things of the world when you have consciously known this letter of truth and then gone within for the actual experience or consciousness of truth. It is not the words we say or think or write or read, but the consciousness of it that we attain in our meditation. And so the actual experience of drinking of this cup of Christ, this and this alone will set you free. And so I say to you, we could just as well have avoided this whole last 59 minutes by starting off the first minute with a meditation and then going home. And I'm sure some people laughed. But this isn't funny. Not the way I see it. This is serious. This is the difference between life and death. This is the difference between eternal life and that miserable substitute imitation called mortal life. This is the difference between finding out who I am and playing a part. This is the difference between standing in the kingdom of heaven and life on a miserable existence called this world. Oh, this is deadly serious. And so I'll read it again. We could just as well have avoided this whole last 59 minutes by starting off the first minute with a meditation and then going home. Now, always remember that. Always remember that. The only reason there is for reading books and having classes and hearing lectures is to lead up to that minute of realization. but the day will ultimately come when you won't need the 59 minutes. We will just take the 60th minute in the first minute and achieve the same result. Because the result is achieved not by what we've said or heard, but by the degree of realization, by the release. That's the important thing. Never forget that. Now, here is two lines in Matthew 26, and I'm sure you understand it now. And he took the cup of Christ, and gave thanks, and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood, my life of the New Testament, God's new promise to you, which is shed for many for the remission of sins," or deliverance from error. Where is the cup of Christ located? You do not have to do like the Knights Templar and search all over the many kingdoms looking for this cup of Christ, this Holy Grail. You carry it within your consciousness. But you do have to reach the point where you are weary of words, of thoughts, of statements of truth, of scriptures even. You have to reach the place where you're tired of books. Then you come crawling home to your own consciousness, and exhausted, maybe even too tired to think, you close your eyes and say, "O God, where art thou?" And suddenly the cup is tipped. You drink. You feel it. Your parched lips, your dry throat, something is flowing. You feel it. You feel it. I feel this. There's a moment of silence. You have drunk from the cup of Christ, the holy spiritual cup of Christ. And you're delivered, and you know it, and you can't even explain why. But you know it. You have been freed. Not by anything you ever read, not by anything you ever heard, not by anything you ever wrote. You have been freed by a drink of this cup of Christ within you. And you don't dare tell anyone until you come again. And accidentally, you drink again. And then you come again and you drink again. Finally, you realize, you know consciously, not because you read it or somebody told you or explained it to you. You know the difference now. There is contemplation, which is just rehearsing truth, statements of truth. And there is this other thing that happens when I come to the end of all that. And I drink deeply, and I experience the life in this cup of Christ, which flows out as the promise of the Father and delivers me, and I experience this inner release, and I am set free. And the Christ has once again kept his promise and set at liberty those who were captive. And I am free in Christ. I told you this day you would understand how to drink from this cup of Christ, and I have kept my promise. Now it is up to you to come within until you have drunk deeply and experienced your own release. Blessings to you who find that the Holy Grail was within them, within you, the entire time. Oh, drink deeply. Drink deeply. Drink all of it, says Christ. Amen.